Belinda Audio and Audible Studios present this unabridged recording of Round Behind the Ice House, written by Anne Fine and read by Jilly Bond.
Till the summer cast changed, I'd always had someone to be with. There's not another boy my age this side of Fretley, but I never cared. I always had Cass. She'd be there. She'd be there with me, crouching down deep in the hedge at the end of the lane, watching Jameson set up the steel traps we sprang every evening as soon as he'd gone. Or back at the farm, while I tackled the homework and she fed the chickens. Or I fed the chickens and she did the homework. Or down here in the ice house, curled up on the sacks, writing some new fault down on the list. The list was impressive by then. We had started it years before, almost as soon as we learned how to write, in a huge silver scrapbook Aunt Nina had sent us one Christmas. When we tore off the wrappings, I felt disappointed, for all that it looked so bright, stiff and untouched, and the paper smell still hung around it. I couldn't believe a scrapbook might be shared, even by twins. Her sprawling patterns in the front, my football cards in the back. I needn't have worried, for Cass thought of something. She usually does. Her first plan was a contest between us to see who was worst. Only things that grown-ups said were counted, and not if they criticised both of us at the same time, since as often as not that just meant that they weren't really looking, Cass said. I got messy, untidy, forgetful and clumsy the very first day, and Cass managed quarrelsome, bossy and rude for herself. They were spelt rather strangely, it's true, and the E's and the S's faced backwards on some of my words. But the start of the list can still be read clearly. We pressed hard and wrote big at six. The contest part soon ended. We'd both realised we had very different failings down in the columns under each of our names. But it was Cass who first thought of cheating, and quite deliberately one morning slopped streaks of filthy blue paint water over the rim of her jam jar onto the rug so that she could get messy, and so creep one fault further ahead. Cass never spills anything, even if tripped. I knew what she was up to at once. I was furious with her. And snatching the jar from her hand, I went stamping around on the damp marks she'd made. I was trying to tread them all in. What little paint water was left in the jar flew out and up in giant shining globules and landed on everything. "Thomas, don't be so excitable," Mum shouted through the half-open door. "You'll wear a great hole in the rug."